Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what mood you're in and what you're feeling, we hope this podcast helps to lift your vibration. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
Boom.
Got it.
I gotta do it. Don't forget, morning montage playlist on Spotify. The song is the definition of summer.
Yeah, man. December 1st.
I know, but we're also not having some great summer weather, but the song will put me into summer no matter the weather.
Yeah. Just makes me feel like I'm at home.
Yeah.
It's quite uplifting, right?
For sure, absolutely. Love this song.
It's that, that Kiwi way.
It is.
You know, just everything's going to be all right. A little bit of ingenuity, you know, you can do it yourself if things aren't going right.
Mate, it's the she'll be right attitude.
That's right.
She'll be right.
She'll be right, man.
Yeah, great song, Dave Dobbin. Sir Dave Dobbin.
Mmm.
Beautiful.
Classic.
All right. Just have to, a little bit of a pick-me-up. All right. What are we getting into? Is this me?
Yeah, first? Yeah.
Talked about it and I forgot. So, welcome everyone. I guess we just want to run through what we're going through on the show today.
Yeah, that's right.
Just so you know what's coming up. So, first of all, we're going to do a bit of a morale check. Then we thought to ourselves, what's something fun that we could do? And so we're going to go through our top 10 feel-good movies. I'm going to give five. Akash is going to give five.
Yep.
And we're going to go through that. Then I said to Akash, we should challenge each other on as to some things that we do, challenge each other to do, you know, on the journey of this podcast. It'll be something cool that we can capture. I'm interested. I'm also scared.
Yeah.
And then we're going to close off by sharing some words from our community.
Yeah.
Positivity that's come through.
The community chess.
Let's get into it.
All right, so yeah, where is the mood at? Where is the morale at?
Oh, I got to tell you, Sir Dave Dobbin has tipped me up a couple of points. Yeah. I'm sitting at a 7 or 8.
Yep.
Seven. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think probably 6.5. Yep. I think, yeah, Sir Dave Dobbin definitely got me that 0.5. But yeah, it feels like, you know, we're back in the driver's seat and things are just flowing. So we're good.
Excellent.
Should we kick into it? Before we kick into it, actually, I think this is a good time to just let the audience know and ask the audience as well, if they're listening, to just kind of gauge where your morale is at and where your vibe is at. And I think just to become aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily have to do anything about it. It's more just that awareness around the morale and just to see where it's at and what is kind of creating that vibe, if you've got that vibe. So for us, it's space and to Dave Dobbin.
Let's get into it.
All right, man. Top 10.
How do you want to do this?
Feel good movies.
So I think also, again, it could be a good time to reach out to our audience. And I think this top 10 thing is quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to get some ideas from our audience as to what other top 10s they would like to hear from us.
Oh, yeah.
And this could become a regular feature of the podcast.
Definitely. And it's, for us, what this is about how we lift the vibration and what makes us feel good and being able to use these things as tools to, you know, when we're in our deepest moments, that they switch us back into that feel good feeling.
Absolutely.
Right? Lift us out of the hole.
Are you saying that there won't be a top 10 your mama jokes?
Mate, if you're in the ringer and someone and you're going up against someone,
you need to whip
out a good your mama joke.
All right. How do you want to do this? I thought how I would share my ones is I would give you the synopsis. Yeah. I'll see if you can guess them.
Nice, because I've also got a synopsis.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah, seeing as you put up the challenge, I'll go first, sweet. Right? So this is, I'm working from my 5 down to number 1. I'm saving my best for the last,
okay,
right?
Okay, cool.
So my pick for number 5, follows the story of a small town pizzeria owner with a simple and content life. His world turns upside down when he inherits a massive fortune from a distant relative. He is suddenly thrust into a high-stakes world of New York, into the high-stakes world of New York City, and the responsibilities of managing a vast empire. As he navigates his unfamiliar terrain, he encounters eccentric characters, romantic entanglements, and unexpected challenges. Through it all, his genuine and kind-hearted nature captivates those around him, making this comedy a heartwarming tale of an ordinary man thrust into extraordinary circumstances.
I have no idea. Is it Adam Sandler?
Movie? Ooh, yeah, man.
Nah, it's not coming to me. What is it?
This is the story of Longfellow Deeds.
Longfellow Deeds.
Played by Adam Sandler, as you said, and Mr. Deeds.
Nice.
It's just the good old OG.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good fun, good feels, yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And just a good dude. Comes from a very simple-minded.
Yep.
And just does, I don't, you know. But I think what I like about Adam Sandler is that he's kind of got all his mates, you know, like his OG crew always feature in the movies.
Yeah.
And just any movie he does is just
with those
fun.
Guys, it's hilarious.
You know? Yeah. It's just
You can do it. Nice. Okay, right, I'll give you one of my ones. I didn't rank them. Mm-hmm. I actually found this really hard.
Right.
Like, you know, of the hundreds of movies I've seen in my lifetime, I was like, man, this is... And I also got a couple of honorable mentions because I couldn't...
I was thinking I could do honorable mentions.
Let's go with this one. Okay, so this is a timeless... I'll give it to you. This is a timeless animated film that takes us on... That takes us into the world where toys come to life.
Got it.
Toy Story. So, the original Toy Story. Yeah. I think it was just, I don't know. I actually don't know what it was. I think it was something where my childhood was just captured. And every time I watched that, it's just like, I just go back into this become a kid again, you know? Like I don't have a lot of things.
Like sentiment and things.
Yeah. But I have...
Collectibles or...
Yeah, collectibles and all that sort of stuff. Like I don't collect things. That's not me. But I have a Woody and a Buzz that the boys cannot touch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never known that.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Got a Woody on the horse and a Buzz Lightyear.
Wow.
Out of box because I'm not crazy like that. but yeah, it was like, reminds me of my childhood.
Mm.
Takes me back. It makes me feel like a kid again.
Yeah. The imagination.
Yeah. And just a crazy story of the inception of it, of the movie, and like Steve Jobs, inspired by Steve Jobs, and just his story of making the movie and all of that sort of stuff is like, just makes me feel warm inside.
Oh man, that's nice.
Yeah, I really, really love that movie. Every time the boys are like, oh, should we watch a movie? I'm like, Toy Story. And they're like, they're over it. I don't want to watch it. It is my go-to.
Nice. All right.
I'll try and make the next one not as obvious.
Mm-hmm. You might, well, speaking of obvious, you might get this one.
Okay.
So number four, this story tells a tale of a spirited and adventurous Polynesian teenager.
Oh, yes.
Any guesses?
Is it a she? Is it a female?
Just from the line I've given. What do you reckon?
No, I don't know.
All right, I'll keep going.
Carry on.
Despite being chosen to lead her island community, she's drawn to the ocean and dreams of exploration.
Moana?
Yeah.
Beautiful movie.
It's just, I think for me, it's about how she finds just the inner strength.
Yep.
You know, and she has to overcome... the obstacles, a lot about finding out how to become a leader, you know, and she's got this crazy personality out of Maui, you know, who's got this can do attitude and she's got to like find or distill those traits from all those teachings from him and make him such a powerful presence and how she takes that into restoring the heart, you know, and same thing, just feel good. But I think also having grown up here and we are, you know, part of Polynesia and it's just nice to see an animated culture stage, and animated movie taking a leaf out of our culture or including the culture over here.
Yep.
It's just nice, you know, to see the Polynesian world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up on the big screen.
Mm. Nice. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my next one. This is an inspiring and emotional film based on the true story of X, played by X, a struggling salesman facing homelessness while trying to build a better life for himself and his son. The movie portrays X's unwavering determination, resilience, and sacrifice he makes to pursue the dreams despite facing immense hardships. Any guesses?
I knew it. I knew this was going to be on your list.
What is it?
Just because it's a
The Pursuit of Happiness?
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
All-time classic.
It's a classic. It's inspirational. Yeah. It's heartwarming. It shows resilience, hard work, belief.
Realness, right?
Belief in yourself and just, yeah, like achieving against all odds.
Yeah. The grit. Having the grit.
Having grit.
And having the goal and then the determination to
keep fighting and pursue.
And that it's available for anyone.
For sure.
I think that's the most important thing as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Know? It's like he was just a nobody. But he, because again, opportunity and the opportunity is there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whoever's willing to hustle and put in the work to get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it means imagining that you're in a world of dinosaurs in the toilet,
and,
you know,
then hardships.
That's what you got to do.
For sure.
Nice. Okay. My number three all-time feel-good movie is this story revolves around a young aspiring musician with a deep passion for music. Despite his family's generation-old ban on it, one day he finds himself mysteriously transported to the land of the dead. Eager to uncover family secrets and pursue his musical dreams, he embarks on an extraordinary journey alongside charming characters and magical elements. This movie weaves a touching narrative exploring the themes of family, tradition, and enduring power of music. This movie I can watch time and time again, and I often find myself singing along for the soundtrack for days and even in the shower sometimes. What do you reckon?
Coco.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I also like when you originally started, I was thinking Encanto.
Mm, yeah.
But yeah, Coco. Very good
OG
movie.
Man.
Yeah.
It's just that. Excellent. I feel like there's a couple others on here, but this animated film definitely is one that touches the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nurturing and again, just despite what family says, what people say, he
followed his path.
And also through that, and you know, helped to discover what his family actually loved and believed in.
Yep. Know?
Brought everyone together. Just the
and a banging soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. So my next one is an extraordinary tale that follows the life of a simple yet remarkable man. The film takes us through decades of American history. I'm trying to read through and blank out the
nona. Like not at the museum.
No. Despite his intellectual limitations, X achieves incredible feats due to his pure-hearted nature, kindness, and unwavering optimism. His journey is a touching exploration of love, friendship, and the human experience, showcasing that no matter the circumstances, one can make a profound impact on the world. It's a beautiful portrayal of how staying true to oneself and embracing life with open arms can lead to unexpected adventures and touching moments that shape the course of history. Is that a movie? Sounds like a movie you would want to watch.
I don't know.
No, does it sound like a movie you want to watch?
Yeah,
it's Forrest Gump.
Yep. That's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to justify that one. I think that one's
justify it is that if you haven't watched it, go watch it.
Yeah. I mean, that said it all, you know, like just through such hard times, you know, some really difficult moments of his life, he sort of just carried on, just pushed through.
It's such a beautiful story as well, right?
Yeah.
So many different parts
and
of
just
life. And
like the cinematography and just made really well.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. A masterpiece. Masterpiece.
Favorite part of the movie?
I think my favorite part of the movie, there's lots.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one that comes to mind first is at the end where he opens up the envelope and he's realized that, I can't remember what the other guy's name is, gives him, he's bought him Apple shares.
Yeah.
And he's like, he has like no idea what this is. And this is like in the 80s or something. Yeah. But to now know what that would have meant was like just a hilarious, like, you know,
yeah,
like a nod from the writers to just like that final thing of,
yeah,
that final moment of brilliance, I think, in that movie, which there were many, you know, it has just how it's weaved, like they said, through history, where he's met presidents and, you know, had an impact on things much further down.
Well, that's what I was going to say, even, you know, when he's showing Elvis his moves.
Yeah.
And then that has the roll-on effect.
Correct,
and then
what
I'm thinking about also is when, you know how, like, Indian cinema has made their version of the same film?
Shah Rukh Khan.
And it's with Shah Rukh Khan. And then he's like, you know, and then they replay all of Shah Rukh Khan's movies.
Yeah,
like, that was just, that's just funny, you know?
Really,
it's just great. Someone's just got a good idea and is like, oh, let's just do this, you know?
Yeah, great cinema.
Mm. All right, number two. My second one is a true underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sports comedy that follows the fate of Average Joe's Gym, a struggling fitness center owned by Pete LaFleur. Facing financial ruin, LaFleur and his eclectic group of misfits gym members enter a high-stakes tournament with a hefty cash prize. Standing in their way is the formidable Globo Gym led by egotistical White Goodman. As the underdogs embrace their quirky strengths and unconventional training methods, the tournament becomes a hilarious and unpredictable journey filled with outrageous antics, unexpected alliances, and the quest for redemption. This is the classic underdog movie starring Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller. It's...
no idea.
Dodgeball!
Oh...
I could watch this film like anytime.
Yeah.
It's just too good. You know, it's like one of those like slapstick comms It's just a good laugh.
It's not non-thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have seen it. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, so many parts of it is just like dumb but funny, and it's just takes you back to that. Because I don't think anyone really makes movies like that.
Not that anymore, no.
Again, it's going back to that Adam Sandler era, Ben Stiller era, Rob Schneider, Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
All those old dogs.
Yeah.
Good movies,
man. It is a good movie. Cool. Okay, my next one. I don't know if you'll get this one. This is a bit of a funny one when I tell people I like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a heartwarming movie that follows the story of a retired businessman played by Robert De Niro, who becomes a senior intern at an online fashion retailer founded by a young entrepreneur portrayed by Anne Hathaway.
Mm.
The film beautifully showcases the unlikely bond and camaraderie that develops between the generations as they navigate life's challenges, offering a delightful mix of humor, friendship, and valuable lessons in life. It's a feel-good tale exploring the idea that experience and wisdom have no age limit, and that genuine connection can bridge any generation gap.
Why'd you pick this?
I really liked the relationship.
Mm.
Like it's not two actors that you would ever think to see together,
mm-hmm.
but it's also the relationship is not, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? On paper, it does not make sense. And there's a lot of backlash or resistance from Anne Hathaway's character initially. We're in such a fast paced, modern, everything at the touch of your hands world now.
Yeah.
And then this old businessman who, you know, you see him suiting up like in a suit and a tie at the start of the movie to go into this extremely modern office. But he's holding true to himself. That's how he is. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then just seeing how they meet each other.
Yeah.
And then how their words, their worlds, not collide, but come together.
Yeah.
And they start to see each other's point of view. And then the lessons that they learn from each other as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a movie I could watch over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think Robert De Niro is just brilliant.
Yeah.
In general, but
he's got the suave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just a really good, like, feel good movie.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, it's not very warming.
If you haven't got the name of the movie, it's
The Intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We skipped that.
I did say it.
You were saying it, and then I think I.
Yeah. Yeah.
Went over you.
But. Yeah. So yeah, that's my number four, my fourth one.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Down to the one and only.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Should we do honorable mentions?
Okay.
Get in there.
So I've only got two.
Yeah.
Because again, it was hard to like to nail these to pick.
Yeah.
So I've got Big, Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah.
The one where he becomes an adult.
Yeah.
And it becomes an adult. Yeah. He's a kid in an adult's body. Yeah. And he gets the job of testing toys.
Yeah.
That was like, as a kid, I was like, man, this is a real job.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
That's what kids do these days.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Bloody Ryan on YouTube and he's making millions. And my other one is Rocky. Rocky one. Again, just like a underdog story.
Yeah.
You know, hard work, determination.
Yep.
All that good stuff.
Honorable mention would be, do you know that Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson movie where they go as like Google interns?
No. I mean, I can picture it, but I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Oh, man.
I think so.
That's another good feel-good movie.
What's his name? Owen Wilson
and Vince Vaughn.
And the internship.
Internship, yeah. So these two, like, I think they've both left their jobs and apply for an internship at Google.
Yep.
And it's kind of like the intern.
Yep.
Where a bunch of old guys around, young minds, and only two people get a proper internship.
Right.
And these two end up getting it. Spoiler alert, but go watch the
I think I could have come to that conclusion myself.
But that'd be my other honorable.
Oh, it's on
mention.
Netflix.
Mm.
It's on my watch list now.
Add it. If you haven't watched any of these, go find them, watch them, then come and then watch the number one. And I wonder if we've got the same number one, man.
I can tell you now we don't. I can tell you now we don't, because mine's coming out of left field. A little bit of a weird one. It's a foreign film.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hit us with yours.
Okay. My number one feel-good movie is a musical biopic that celebrates the life of the visionary entrepreneur who rose from obscurity to create the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Interesting.
The film follows a man's journey as he assembles a diverse cast of performers, faces societal challenges and critics, and as he strives to create a spectacle that captivates audiences and challenges conventions. Filled with mesmerizing musical performances, the movie explores themes of acceptance, inclusion, and the pursuit of one's dream in the face of adversity. I could watch this time and time again, and the soundtrack is... Oh, once that music hits the soul, it just vibrates the bones and, you know. So my number one feel-good movie of all time has to go to?
The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
I would have not have picked that. Interesting. Yeah.
It's just, I think every holiday we end up watching it.
Yeah.
It's just that good. You know, the music.
Yeah.
I think more than anything, it is the soundtrack. You know, and it's just levels to the song,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they start real low, but then they build up the hype. And then when everyone's singing and marching forward, you're just like, I want to be a part of that team.
Yep. Well, again, it goes back to, you know, people who have, people who have been pushed out by society almost, freaks, if you like, coming together and actually showing the world that anything is possible.
And also defining kind of what success is.
Yeah.
You know, where he had this dream and a vision. It was very self-centered.
Yep.
And then he goes through it and then pretty much loses everyone around himself to only realize what success means to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's actually a part of including everyone and the whole team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and when you've got the team, you can be bigger and better. So
interesting. I would not have
What did you think that. It was?
I don't know. It just wasn't that. I just when you said every holiday, I just want to add one to my honorable mention.
Home Alone,
man. We just watched the first one over this last weekend.
Yeah.
And the second one is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it stops because you don't watch the third one.
It's all downhill, but to the OG Macaulay Culkin.
Getting his Hollywood star.
Yeah, man.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Home Alone. You can't go wrong.
Has to be number one Christmas movie. We're never gonna do a top five because
that's it.
Number one has to go to him.
Yep. So my movie, and this is something that I can watch again and again, and I'm not a big reader.
Okay.
So reading subtitles throughout this whole movie is hard work initially.
Yeah.
But then you start to get the feel of the movie, and this is a very beautiful story. You will love this movie.
Right.
Okay. The main character reminds me of you.
Right.
And just he goes on to win an Oscar for this movie.
Mm.
And just the way he celebrates, like everyone there is so, you know, calm, composed and poised, and this guy jumps up onto his chair and then onto the back of the chair in front of him, and then jumps over that person onto the chair, onto the back of the chair of the next person. And he's like jumping up the stairs, like, you know, with 2 feet. So like almost hopping up the stairs, and just like, just this beautiful spirit of a child, like captured, and he plays the exact same person in the movie. Like that is who is in the movie. I'll read the synopsis.
Yeah.
And the movie's called Life is Beautiful. It was came out in 1988. It's an Italian movie.
Wow.
So it's all in Italian. So Life is Beautiful is a poignant yet uplifting film that cleverly combines love, humor, and tragedy against the backdrop of World War II. Guido, a spirited Jewish man, uses his imagination and humor to shield his son from the horrors of the Nazi concentration camp. Amidst unspeakable circumstances, Guido weaves an elaborate game, turning the internment into hopeful adventure, showcasing a father's unwavering love and the power of the human spirit to find beauty and joy even in the darkest moments. It's a touching portrayal of resilience, sacrifice, and the extraordinary lengths a parent will go to protect their child's innocence and spirit. So he's a Jewish man. He's married a German woman.
Yep.
And so they get separated. The son stays with him. And when they get thrown into a concentration camp, and the whole movie is him just shielding his son from the horrors around him. Wow. And he turns everything into a game. And the Nazi soldiers are just part of the game. And it's just to think, you know, in unspeakable and unthinkable horrors, how the human spirit can still see the positive, in order to protect the sun. A great movie. You have to watch it.
Yeah, I will.
Must watch.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful movie. And the guy is Roberto, I'm forgetting his name now, but he's like a child. Like he never lost his child innocence, and playfulness. And it shows throughout the movie, but it shows in his real life and just how he is. And
nice.
Really, 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 really cool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to have to be on my watch list.
Yeah, Life is Beautiful.
Holidays, Life is Beautiful.
1998 came out. Wow. But yeah, I don't know
1998.
How it came.
1998. Okay, so it's still quite recent.
Still quite recent, yeah. But set in World War II.
Yeah.
I don't know how I came across it or, yeah, I couldn't think, but things. It was just, I came across it.
Do you remember when you watched it?
Years ago.
Well.
Years ago.
Yeah.
At least 8, 9 years ago, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah. But again, something I come back to and watch.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm glad to be sharing that with you. And I.
Yeah, man.
I think it's a movie that everyone should watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Top 10.
So we've just, yeah, 10 movies that if you need to pick me up and you need something to help you feel good.
Yeah. Also with holidays coming up.
Of course. Yeah. Just have some time to chill, unwind.
Yeah.
And I think we've got a good mix of movies too.
Mm.
You know, and it's not so serious. It's It could be a dodgeball match.
I need to watch that again, eh?
A few sing-alongs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Beautiful.
Or a good old classic 2.5 hour film or 2 hour film of Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
All right.
Cool.
Moving on to these challenges.
All right. I challenge you. How do you want to do this?
Do
you want to go say both and then we'll take it offline and discuss?
Yeah, who knows this?
Talk each other out of it.
Yeah, this part might not even make the episode. We'll just cut right here, boom, straight to the outro.
And thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the importance of these challenges is kind of for me to help us to keep growing.
Yeah, I think definitely growth is a big part of it.
Yeah.
I think documenting the process and the outcome would be really cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting for the audience to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like pushing, well, what I've got is sort of pushing you outside of your comfort zone.
Nice. Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Challenging you.
Yeah.
And I guess just putting a different perspective.
Yeah, I think I've got those feelings back from the last episode.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you both or?
Yeah, let's do me and then we do you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually wrote down three and I was trying to pick the other one.
Yeah.
But I'll give you the lighter option of the.
Nah, just hit me with all three.
Okay, I'll hit you with all three. So let's go in order of less scary to scary. So number three is to start an e-commerce business.
Mm.
And it doesn't need to be huge. You don't need to make millions or thousands or hundreds. It's just the going through the process.
Yep.
This is like something that like I find a lot of joy in. I find a lot of joy in it,
mm-hmm.
but it's also how I like to use my brain.
Yeah.
To solve these sorts of problems.
Yeah.
So again, it's putting my shoe on your foot sort of thing. I guess just going through that process and seeing what it means and so that's one.
Sweet.
Number two,
mm-hmm.
is cooking dinner
mm-hmm.
from scratch. Right? So no pre-mixes, no nothing's chopped for you for 10 people.
Oh wow.
With a 3 hour limit. I'll make it 4 hours because I'm thinking now 3 hours is. So that's my kitchen rule styles.
Guys, I've always said I can cook.
Yeah, well,
now
I'm yet to see. So
yeah.
So dinner for 10 people.
Sweet.
From scratch.
Okay.
With a 4 hour time limit.
Yep. Dinner for 10 people.
10 people. Four hour
time limit.
Yep.
And what are we talking, full course?
Three courses.
Three course. Damn.
I'll let you buy the ice cream.
Challenge accepted.
Cool. And then this one is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see you do a comedy stand-up set
Oh, my.
At an open mic night.
It's because you want to do one.
No, I have thought about it.
Yeah.
That scares me.
So we'll do it together.
No. I'm challenging you, man.
Man, I give you real easy ones compared to what you've given me.
It sucks for you then, doesn't it?
Why the last one?
Again, it's just jumping out of your comfort zone.
Think of some stories.
I think it'll be hilarious for our audience to watch. This is purely for entertainment for myself.
Yeah.
I think pushing out of your comfort zone. I think again, thinking differently.
Yeah.
I think as podcasters, we need to craft our storytelling skills.
Yeah.
So I guess one way to hone it is to do something like this.
Yep.
We've said we want to do a live event. So I guess getting in front of a live audience.
True.
And by no means am I putting you out by yourself. I'm willing to help along the journey.
So what was that? What was the last one? Just read it out again.
So I would love for you to do a comedy stand-up set and an open mic night.
Guys, I'm really funny.
Yeah. No comment.
Challenge.
I think, sorry, what was that?
Challenge accepted.
Okay. I just want to clarify that I'm definitely the funny one out of the two of us. So we shall see.
Man, I feel like I've attracted this. I don't know why, but for the last, I don't know how long, this last little while, I think. I've been kind of thinking about, you know, the role that I played as the cop.
Yeah. You want to give it a go again?
Man, like imagine if I put on those, that like just the persona and the alter ego.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what if it is that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
What would that look like? It's just an idea. That was an idea. Yeah. And maybe I'm just connecting the dots now.
Yeah. But
who knows? Okay.
Cool.
Mine's not as.
Well, you can't.
Nah.
I'm happy to hear that these are not as.
I can see how, these are more, these fit you and what we need from you.
Mm.
So, and I don't know how we measure and quantify, only you will know how to do it.
Yep.
But I think it's about, again, going on that journey, right? So the first one is being your best you as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how to get there, but, and I feel like as we've evolved and come through the episodes, the barriers are coming down slowly, but there's still barriers that are up.
Yep.
Right. So, I think, you know, what a great life you could have, but I feel like that great life could be 10x more than what you think that greatness could be.
Right.
So just hurry up and get there.
Yeah. How do you define greatness?
That's up to you.
Okay.
All I want is for you to just be the best you as quick as possible. Just like get there. Come on.
Yeah,
like if I could get you to be it like now, boom.
Okay.
Challenge finished.
Cool.
And again, like people might be like, you can't say that, but I feel like I can say it to you because you're on this path and you're on a path of inquiry and learning. And you know, I think we're both here to help each other to grow.
For sure.
And then the second part of that is start sharing what you know as quickly as you can.
Yep.
I think we all know and you know that you've got a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So let it be known to the world.
Challenge accepted. Challenge is accepted.
And it's a service thing. You know, we're doing it through the human now, but inside you, you have the ability to help people and transform themselves and the lives they live.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're worried about the naysayers, but I'm telling you, I'm a yay-sayer.
A yay-sayer.
So don't tune into the frequency that knows, that says no. Tune into the frequency that says, what if, and I can.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to connect to people these days. You know, we've got the platforms, you've got us, the audience is already there within our little network.
Yep.
So just start small. I think the challenge that I want to put out to you is do it as quick as possible. There's no time like now.
Of course.
So, here you go.
Challenges accepted.
Challenge to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's I'm very much a naysayer.
Yeah.
To myself.
Yeah.
But as you said, the walls are coming down.
Yep.
And every day that goes by, I see myself moving closer and closer to becoming that person.
Yep.
I also agree that whatever I'm seeing, I'm actually worth or capable of 10x.
Yeah.
100x. But yeah, it is unraveling. Mm-hmm. The BS.
Yep.
But the challenge, what I'm struggling with, is to get there.
Yeah.
ASAFP. So I appreciate that. And also just the accountability of it having on camera as well.
Yeah. And I guess that's the part of the thing is that we're on this journey.
Yeah.
Help each other get there. Yep. And then also that whoever's, you know, for the people watching, if you want to join in on the challenge, you know, we'll take it week by week.
Yep.
But yeah, it can seem scary and, you know, like nerve wracking, like, damn, I got to cook this dinner. Yeah. I'm going to do this two birds, one stone. I'll cook the dinner and do a stand up.
I will allow it. Do you think now that you gave me your challenges, I'm sort of thinking on the spot, thinking aloud here. Do you think instead of a comedy set, which I believe has a lot of benefits to it, do you think a TED talk on the podcast or your profession would be more beneficial to you?
How do you mean? Like,
rather if we were to say you don't do the comedy set, instead we aim to
let's do the comedy set.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that will allow you to do other speaking things.
Yeah.
At a much faster pace.
Yeah.
Because this is like you're scared.
Yeah.
Right.
It's completely out of what.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, baby.
Out of what I do day to day.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that was the point, was to sort of get you out of
something that I know,
your day to day, and challenge yourself.
If you want to come watch, let us know.
Yeah, for sure. And you'll get a dinner as well,
mate.
But I would say eat before you come, just in case.
True. If I'm doing this comedy set, Perry's gonna.
It's not happening, man.
Yeah, killer chick.
Come on.
It's not happening.
Apparently, you know the start.
If you had challenged me, then maybe this would have happened, but you didn't, so.
The people in the community want to see your performance.
Oh, man. It's the people that have time to put... There's one thing of having the time to put those videos together. And if you don't know what we're talking about, can we like add it to the end of this?
Yeah.
At the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
There's like a time factor, right? And you got to think, man, these people have like way too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
But then you look at the other side of it and it's like, these guys are brilliant. How do you do that?
How do
you
like mastery?
It just matches up perfectly.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And so, yeah, we put it up on our stories.
Stories, yep.
And we said that if we're, what? We just wanted to see you do it. The people wanted to see you do it. And the people replied back to us saying, Harry, want to see the video? And then maybe you replied saying, yeah, I practice this. I do this.
I said it's a sacred thing that I do for myself. It's not for the people.
What was my number two challenge? Start sharing what you know as quickly as you can. Right. You have a gift, so let it be shown.
I'll open up your comedy show with the dance.
Cool.
Oh man. All right. Moving on to community chest. Let's open up that community chest.
Yeah. So this is a space where we just want to share. Sometimes we get a bit of feedback. If anyone's got any questions from the community, this is where your voices are heard. We open up the community chest and let all that be No one. So the first thing we have in from a member of our community, some feedback here is, absolutely love the work you both are doing. I've tuned into a few episodes recently and they're super cool. How do you like 100 emoji? I can only imagine the amount of planning that goes into it all and how nerve-wracking at times it must be. However, I personally enjoy the rawness and how off the cuff some conversations are. Also, it's insanely awesome just to hear your voices for a solid amount. Such a treat. That's nice.
That's nice.
Because there is quite a bit of planning that goes into all of this, and we sit here.
It may not seem like it at times.
Yeah. But, you know, also just to sit here and we just hit record and go for it. So it's nice to hear that people like to.
Like our voices.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of my voice.
All right, the next one is from an out-of-town listener. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, just found you guys after listening to you both speak at the NZICA Youth Conference. Last night, I listened to your podcast on removing your limitations and make a decision. First, when you guys were introducing yourselves, I totally resonate with how I pronounce my name differently around friends, too, when I'm in an Indian setting. I love the structure of the episode, of what you're bringing to the table, analyzing a quote, and what you're sitting on. The main takeaways I had was learning about the law of diminishing intent. How much fear impacts life and decisions and decision making, and how important it is to take action. I love hearing how you implement what you talk about in your day-to-day lives. Looking forward to seeing the journey and making positivity louder.
That gave me the biggest like boost on that day that
it came true. And it's nice to know that it's like, this is someone that's completely not known to us.
Yeah.
Right. But because of something else that we'd done, we're able to reach out to new audience.
Yep.
And for that new audience to really feel that we are just trying to make positivity louder.
Yep.
You know, it's not our parents that are listening to this. It's not people that have to listen to it.
Yeah.
We're making an impact on people outside of the three people that we know.
Yeah, definitely. On the next one. This was actually a good one. It said, I should have listened to episode 66 last week. It was such a hard week for me, and failure is not your identity was literally what I needed to hear. I'm listening to Parry Steps on repeat. And I think for us, that's just, you know, how far that, like how much our words matter.
Yeah.
Or have an impact.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And I guess like, and that's not saying that they are our words. I think everything we learn has come, we're just passing on.
Oh, for sure. We're definitely standing on the shoulders.
Yeah. But to know that, you know, we go through the hard weeks and we, you know, that's when you need these episodes.
Mm.
That's what the purpose of these episodes are.
Yeah.
You know, is that when you're in the darkest and hardest times, just switch on the episode. And let it be that little spark of positivity.
For sure. The next one is, it's kind of weird that I hear your voices a lot in a short space of time. So if I see you and pick up like a best friend vibes, it's literally because I feel like you guys are in the room and I feel a part of the conversation. That's also really nice as well. I think that's like, it's a good way to measure the impact of our podcast as well, that if people out there feel like they're friends with us and feel like they're sitting around the table with us while we shoot the shit, that's a nice feeling for me.
Yeah. And they literally sent us I'll put it up in the thing, but it's they sent us a meme and it goes, how it feels to listen to a podcast and there's two people sitting there and a third of a chair with arms and like actual arms and legs, but it's like them as the invisible chair. And like you said, that's what we want.
Mm.
Like if you're here and you're listening and watching, then you are here. You're all part of the team. You're part of the chat. So big hug.
Big hug.
That was cool. Nice.
That was a community chest.
Yeah.
And so if there is anything you would like to share with us, reach out.
Any questions, anything you're struggling with. Yeah. Any feedback, bad or good, just send it in. You know, find the channels. You can find a way to connect to us and yeah, we'll happily share it on the show.
Cool.
All right.
It's us.
That's pretty much us for today. It's been a big one.
Let's should we check in on the avocado plant?
Yeah. Look how much they've grown.
They're thriving.
They're doing pretty good. Like I think this is definitely something I look forward to every day. Yeah. Is just seeing, you know, waking up in the morning and seeing how it's transformed, what they're doing, where their mood's at, and yeah, they're growing, which is nice. It's quite beautiful to see as well. Like these leaves are just tiny that 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we'll keep updating everyone on our children's growth.
Yes. Cool.
And to bear the fruits one day.
Yep. Yeah, I'm very, very skeptical about
also, that. Also, guys, Perry hasn't defined a time for when he wants this dinner, so or this meal. So could be with these avocados.
Well, that would be silly, wouldn't it? we'll update everyone.
Yeah.
In the next episode.
Cool. All right. That's us for today. We want to just thank you so much for tuning in. Perry, where's your morale at, man? Where's the vibe?
10.
Nice. 10 for me as well. Definitely hit it off with a good one. Da, 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 nice. Da, yeah, man. The movies. I think it was good. Had some good feel-good vibes there. Good variety. The challenge as well. Definitely got me nervous last episode. Man. I felt like I was sitting in front of my mom.
We came at those completely differently.
Yeah.
But I like it.
And thanks so much for the feedback. As we finish up, if you really took value out of today's episode, we really want to get your help to just help us blow this thing up. You know, this is everyone's podcast. This isn't a me and you thing.
No,
this is
not.
Definitely a community thing.
Sure.
And so just by liking, by subscribing, following and rating, sharing on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just hitting however many stars you want to give it, that just helps us and helps you. Just by us getting guests on, you know, we can say we've got this community. Yeah. We'd love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And we feel by having guests on will benefit our community.
For sure.
And again, it's just sharing knowledge, sharing wisdom, sharing how other people channel positivity in their life. We want to bring that to our audience. So
absolutely,
all help would be appreciated, even if it's on social media and you just give us a like or share it forward. That goes a real, real long way. So, with that being said,
thank you.
Until next time. Thanks.
Nice.
Behind the scenes.
Just that dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.